Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Kiko Ellsworth, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Go out there, be safe, have fun, live, love, be happy, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Manai Noji, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Just wanted to wish you a very merry Christmas. I hope you were good this year. Ho, ho, ho!
Hi everyone, you're listening to Star Dish. This is Kent King, and I am wishing you a very merry Christmas and a happy, happy new year.
Hey, hey everyone, what's going on? Thank you for tuning in to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. I'm your host, Joanne. Today is December 9th, 2008. The number here is 347-945-5423. If you're not a registered member of Blog Talk Radio, register. It's free. Then this way you can participate in the chat with the rest of the guests that are here. In there right now. There's 109 people in the chat room. It would be fun to have you all registered. More importantly, download and rate the show once we're finished. It's so, so important. On the calendar tomorrow, Constance Towers, yes, Helena Cassadine will be stopping by Star Dish Radio for the first time, so we're excited about that. That will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on the 11th, Ron Moss and Devin DeVasquez will be here 10 p.m. Eastern Time also. Then on Friday, the 12th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer will be joining me. Then come back, because at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we'll have Greg Rickhart and Jake Silverman from As the World Turns. So definitely come back for that. Okay, so now I have two of the hottest guests from General Hospital coming on this show tonight. I am just looking for them here on my switchboard because you guys are just jamming me up good here. This is going to be a repeat, I think, from the last time when Jason was on the show and you shut me down when you all just kept calling in. So let me see what I got going on here. I'm looking for my first guest. And don't you know that Kelly Monaco, I'm speaking about, she is going to be in Vegas doing a modern-type burlesque show with Mel B. So how cool is that? And she's going to be doing a little sneak preview of it on the Rock the Soap Cruise. So very excited about that also. So if you didn't or never heard of Rock the Soap, go to www.rockthesoap.com. And look into that for more details. And you can be cruising with Jason Thompson and Kelly Monaco to Mexico. How interesting that would be with the beach parties and everything else that's going on. So I'm just going to quickly run down my list here on the phone and just see who I got going. 410, who do I have on the phone? Area code 410. Hi, who's this?
Franca.
Hi, hold on a second. Who do you want to speak to?
Monaco?
Who do you want to speak to?
Kelly.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, wow. There are so many people here, people. You have no idea. Okay, let's go over here to, area code 336. Who's on the phone? Hello? Okay, there's no one there either. God, you're just shutting me down, people. Area code 281.
Hi, Joanne. This is Veronica from Houston, Texas. How are you?
Good. Hi, Veronica. How are you? Okay, we have 646. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
I'm here to speak to Kelly and Jason.
Okay, your name is?
Nicole.
Okay, Nicole, hold on. We have all these lovely, lovely people calling to speak to our guest. Where is she? I'm trying to see here. Where could you be, Kelly? Kelly, who's this on area code 410?
Franca.
Hold on. 808, who's this?
Anthony.
Hold on, Anthony. Talked to Anthony last night when I had on Dad Luckinbill and Elizabeth Hendrickson. So very excited about that. Yeah, I see, Navelle. There's nothing there yet. All right. Well, in the meantime, if you guys didn't hear yesterday, let me see. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to speak to Eden Regal. I know you guys are crazy about General Hospital, but Eden, at the same time, wanted to leave you guys a nice holiday message. So here's that.
Hey, this is Eden Regal on Stardish Radio. I would just like to say to the Stardish listeners, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays for those of you not celebrating Christmas. And I hope your holidays are very merry and bright.
Very sweet of her to do that. She loves her Stardish Radio listeners. Who's this at area code 856?
Hey, what's up? It's Navelle.
Hi, who's this? Oh, hey.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. You got Kelly on tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm looking for her now. She should be calling in any second now, truthfully.
Just look for 323
mm-hmm.
or 818
mm-hmm.
or 310. That's my hint for you.
Yeah. No, yeah, I had those, but no, they're not there. So she should be here any minute, so... We're just going to breeze through and see who's on hold because there's so many people on this switchboard right now. So she'll be here shortly. Hang on 1 second, Navelle.
Okay.
All right, people. We're just going to hang out for a second while we're waiting for our guests to call in. Area code 904, Georgette. Georgette, you there? No, she's not there. Okay, 312. Tony, you there?
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You know,
I had some issues with that phone earlier. You know what I mean? With that Block Talk radio. I was on the phone waiting for 15 minutes, and just for airtime, it cut me up. So I had to get back on.
Oh,
I was hoping you'd get back to me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Was that
Navelle
I just heard a few seconds ago?
Yes. Navelle just called in. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he had a show earlier tonight with the guest you just mentioned that you're going to have on Friday night's show, Greg Rickard.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you just had him on his show a little while ago.
Yeah. He'll be on Friday night.
Yes. The later show Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Friday night will be Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer.
Right, at the beginning, at 8 p.m. Eastern, and then... That show, Greg Rickard and Jake Silman from Ask the World Turns, will be on at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
So it'll be seven on the West Coast, in case you folks are out there. Yeah, and I agree with Navelle. The numbers you got to look for are definitely California numbers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, hang on a second, Tony.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's going on over here. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello? Okay, there's no one there either. I'm getting hang-ups. Oh, my God, don't hang up. Georgette, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can, absolutely.
What's up?
Just waiting for Miss Monica to grace us with her presence.
Yeah, might not be possible. The lines are probably jammed.
You know what? The lines are going nuts here, but she should be able to get through just fine from what it looks like.
200 users in the chat, holy moly.
Yeah, yes. I mean, Kelly knows how to pack them in.
Good night, holy moly.
Yeah, definitely knows how to pack them in.
Clear the lines.
Yeah, there's enough room right now. She should be able to get through just fine.
Well, when there's too many people on the line, then you get the busy signal. I had to call back 3 times before I got through.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Well, it looks like people are hanging up, so she should be able to get through. And we'll see what happens. I'm just checking to see if I have another number. Hang on. Oh no. Okay, well, this is what I'm seeing here. So hang on a second, Georgette. Let me see who I got over here on the phone. Area code 310. Who do I have on the phone?
No, this is Rod. This is not Kelly.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Rod. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so we're waiting for Miss Monica to call in. And you know what, guys? The lines are going crazy. She may just have a hard time getting through, as Georgette said. So let's, if you're on the phone holding, hang up and call back in like 15 seconds and give her a second to try and get through, and we'll see if that works, because you're seriously jamming up the switchboard like crazy. So see if we could do that real quick for Miss Monica and see if that works. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, while you do that and I'm looking here, I'm going to play a song real quick just so I can make a phone call and see what's going on. Don't go nowhere. Just enjoy a little holiday music, okay?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just want you for my own. For
Well, we're still waiting for Miss Kelly Monaco to call in. She's not here yet. Let me see who this is. Hi, who's this?
Joanne, I have Kelly Monaco.
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hi. I have Kelly Monaco on the line for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Kel.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Welcome to Stardish.
Well, thank you.
So excited to have you. Let's see. Before we even get started, I have a message for you from a dear friend of mine, Mams Taylor. He says to say hello to you.
Hello.
Yes, Kelly was in his video, Rockstar, which is due to come out sometime next year.
I just ran into him at a Mexican restaurant a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a good guy. And also, Kiko Ellsworth. I spoke to him today, and he told me to make sure I send you his best.
Oh, how sweet. He just got married, right?
Yeah. So at Super Soap Weekend, we talked a little bit about how you felt about it ending, and you were pretty bummed out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the network is trying to expand with the Soap Nation Tour 2009 and to bring more stars to your hometown, and SoapNet is sponsoring, I guess, what would be the kickoff to that with the Rock the Soap cruise, which you will be on.
Yes.
So why don't you tell everyone about how that, how you got approached to do it, what your interest was in doing it, and your performance. You're going to be doing a sneak peek of your new Vegas show, Peep Show.
Oh, who said that? I don't think there's
your video's up there on the website already.
Sneaky Bob Guinea there. So funny. Yeah, I don't know if I can do any sneak peek. I think the only sneak peek will be, you know, dancing on the dance floor. And if you see a move that you happen to see inside the show, then you'll get lucky. But, yeah, I don't think there will be any sneak peek. A sneak peek at me, maybe, but not any moves. That's a top secret.
Oh, okay.
I got approached by, of course, my dear friend, Bob Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about this thing he was doing. He said it's on a cruise and it's going to be really cool and you're going to have a lot of fun. And it wasn't a lot of persuading for him to do. And I went, if you're involved and you're going to be there and your awesome wife is going to be there, I wouldn't want to miss it for the world. So, you know, it's a really great chance to sort of get out of the element of what daytime has done and as far as appearances or promotions or anything like that, and sort of get in what I feel might be a little bit more of a relaxed environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, get not as structured one-on-one time with people, and I think that's sort of the great thing about it. That's what the allure for me was.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the very structured, you know, I love being down in during Super Soap Weekend, but everything is very specific and very time orientated, and you've only got a certain amount of moments to visit with each guest who has a chance to even get into your line. So I think this mm-hmm. is a good opportunity for anyone who's going to be available on the ship to get a chance with everybody and
right.
like undetermined amount of time to sort of hang out and relax in a non, you know, structured atmosphere, to be honest with you.
Right, and you are famous for being at Super Soap Weekend and taking all that extra time with every fan. I mean, those Disney police people must not like you too much when you do that.
I don't know who's telling you those kind of lies. I give everyone an equal amount of time. If I were to be waiting in line to meet somebody that I wanted to meet, I would... You know, there's certain expectations that I would have, so I try to at least meet those at the very least.
Right. Well, you definitely have that reputation, and it's a good reputation to have because you have the reputation of being so loving and generous with your fans. I mean, I've seen you, you know, trying to get back to your hotel room, and people are like, Kelly, and you stop, and you take pictures with everybody, and you're like, okay. So this is a great opportunity.
And, you know, the reason why we do these things is to connect with our fans. So people who do it, who don't have an outlook of being able to reach out and connect with their fans, are there for the wrong reasons, and in my opinion, it shouldn't go, you know.
And that's exactly, everybody in the chat room is saying that's exactly why your fans love you, which is so true. You have a lot of people in this chat room. There's like almost 200 people in the chat room.
Oh, wow.
And one of them is your friend Crash, who says she misses her Waldo.
I have a
so,
group of girls who make it wherever I go, and Crash is in that group. They're amazing fans who have supported me 150% throughout the way. So tell Crash I say what's up.
She can hear you. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they can hear you in the chat room. Definitely. They hear everything that you're saying. So. So she
I wish I could hear them. That's no fair.
Huh?
I said I wish I could hear them. That's no fair.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? We have so many people on the phone waiting to talk to you that I'm sure we're not going to be able to get through everybody. That's why when I told you next time you come on the show, or the next time I will have you on, we're going to do the whole fan thing instead of just the promotion of the cruise.
Oh,
so this way you get the full experience of Stardish.
Yeah.
So you have that with your fans. But tell everyone why it's so important to support events such as the Soap Nation Tour. Bob Guinea and a few of us were talking about how we saw some bands, you know, people boycotting the Soap Nation Tour in hoping that it would bring Super Soap Weekend back. And we try to explain to them.
The thing is, the success of any sort of venue like what Soap Nation is will only proceed to the success of having Super Soap Weekend back. I think what ABC and the marketing team are out to see if people are interested in showing up at venues, period. And if people show up at the smaller venues, they'll realize that, of course, they're going to be there for the bigger venues. But I just know, as an actor, we have to support this 100% to reach out to everybody and the fans as well. If this is something they want, then they got to reach out and say that this is what they want and show up and support the actors and the show. And I can only imagine it would do nothing but positive things for the future of any sort of Super Soap Weekend again. You know?
No, I totally agree.
I think we'll use it as a gauge as to how little people or how many people or, you know, it's only support is the only thing they need all around. It doesn't, I've said it from the beginning, I don't think that Super Soap Weekend is over. It's just too big of a place and big of a gathering for everybody to come, and it's so accessible to children and husbands and wives and daughters and brothers. You know, it's a place for everyone to go. So who knows? Maybe we can have our cake and eat it too. That would be nice.
And, you know, that would be a nice thing, definitely. There are a lot of people disappointed about Super Soap, but I think what they're offering with this is I was talking to Elizabeth Hendrickson and Tab Luckinville yesterday, and I said to them, love the idea of the crossover of networks. And it's kind of opening up the eyes.
Tokens. Sure. I mean, now you're getting a whole community instead of one town, you know?
Right.
I would rather have the whole daytime community band together and support daytime, period. As we all know, and I think as a lot of people might be reading lately, you know, daytime is not at its best height right now. And I think the best way to, you know, get a little buzz behind it is everybody work together. And
absolutely. I mean, in order to stay in business, you have to.
Absolutely.
So it's not about boycotting these events. It's about supporting them and supporting these actors and actresses who come into our living rooms every single day and keep them on television. That's what everybody wants. So boycotting is definitely a negative thing. Definitely negative.
No boycotting, people. No boycotting. And we'll come back to bite all of us in the ass.
Okay.
Then we have no Super Soap Weekend and no Soap Nation Tour.
Yeah, think about that. So if you see an event in your area or within driving distance that's reasonable, go to it and support them.
Yeah, I mean, in the long run, it probably will be a little bit more accessible for a wider range of people to come. It's not a cheap thing to get down to Florida and stay for the weekend and spend all kinds of money being there. That's definitely I think very as many people that go, I think fewer people can afford to do that and have it within their means. This is
more
accessible for the average fan to be able to get a chance of a lifetime of meeting one of their favorite stars.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have on this cruise, so everybody knows, from what I understand, there's going to be a nice beach party. You're going to have a fantastic...
beach party on a boat.
Well, you're going to be docking for one day, and you'll have a nice beach party, and Aiden Turner is going to DJ the kickoff party.
Maybe I'll teach some moves.
I don't know. You might have to sit out there and bust a move there, girl. People are going to be looking for that. So, and they're making it very accessible and very affordable in a sense where you have a refer-a-friend program where if you get with a couple of people and you put a deposit down, you don't have to pay for it up front, put a deposit down, and every friend can refer you. So if you went and booked your cruise or whatever and you put Stardust Radio as the refer-a-friend, you can refer that friend up to 50 times and end up with a free cruise.
See?
$50 off each person. Mm-hmm. And they're partnering with JetBlue. Details to be announced soon for a discounted airfare from the East Coast and the Midwest over to the West Coast. And there's a SupNet contest. I mean, go on SupNet.com and fill out the form and enter in the contest.
And somebody can win a free cruise.
Absolutely. And not just one person, two people.
Well, that's even better because who wants to travel alone?
You know, I'm telling you, but then again, sometimes that's okay, too. But well, I know we only got a few minutes with you, so would you like to take a couple of calls before your co-star Jason calls in?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. I got to get back up to the top. You don't understand that my switchboard is completely full.
Oh my God.
I got to get back up.
I have no visual of what you're dealing with. I have no idea how this works.
Oh, wow. It's just on my computer, and I have a switchboard that people call into, and I have, like, my own little thing, and I have calls from one to however many, and it's full. So dying for you guys. All right, let's see. Who do we have here? Area code 410. You're on the phone with Kelly Monaco.
Hi, Kelly. This is Franca.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your Vegas gig. And I'm just calling because we came out to see you in New York when you did a PA with Greg, who we love. And we're just missing you and Greg on screen right now.
Well, you'll be seeing a lot of Greg and I on screen. You know, I think, you know, all relationships have a little bumps in the road, and I think we're experiencing minor turbulence, but I don't think it's anything to be too worried about at the moment. Either way, we have mutual screen time all the time. I was working with him today, in fact. So keep your eyes open. There'll be enough of us.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. We just wanted to say that your friends at the Bethesda Senior Center always come down to watch you every day. So they still do every day at 3:00.
Oh.
Aw.
Tell them I said hello, and I am so grateful. I have a visual in my head now of who I'm speaking to and what you're talking about. So it's really good to talk to you. Can't wait.
We'll
to
do
see
that.
Hope to see you in Vegas.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. That's so cool.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So, you just have fans everywhere, and I'm sure a ton of your fans will be at that Vegas tour.
Well, after she mentioned a couple of things that I realized, but I actually knew who that was.
Oh, okay, good, good.
I mean, I have amazing fans that are, you know, I've actually come to know and appreciate and enjoy. So it's very nice to be able to connect with them.
Right. So let's go over here to area code 646, New York City. You're on the phone with Kelly Monaco.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fine. I know it's, like, really busy, so I have one quick question that I'm dying to ask.
Okay.
Between Greg and Steve, who is the better kisser?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a loaded question.
That is a loaded question. You know, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. I mean, they're both great kissers, and at one point or another, depending on my mood, one will outshine the other, but they've both gotten first place at some point.
Okay.
And I'm not being political either. I'm being honest with that.
Yeah. And I believe that, too. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
You must get that a ton of times.
Oh, my God. I think that might be the most frequently asked question, not even just between the two of them, but who's the best kisser?
Oh, yeah, because then you got to go through Ingo and Maurice.
Look at
and
guys. I get to choose from the most beautiful guys around. It's definitely not no one's losing, that's for sure.
That's cool. Nobody got a better job than you right now, Kelly.
Nobody got it better. I thank God every single day I wake up. I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go here to area code 305, Miami. You are in the phone with Kelly Monaco.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, it's Nikki from Miami. How are you?
Yay. See, I know all my fans.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How's the weather?
Warm. Good.
I'm good. I
know you're going to have a lot of other people, but I have a question for you. You and Steve seem to be sharing a lot of screen time again, which
you are a J-Sam fan.
Yes, you know me after 3 years. You know me very well.
What are you saying?
What you think now, as somebody just asked the Lucky and Sam question, I'm going to ask the Jason and Sam question. They seem to be sharing a lot of screen time together. Where do you think they're going with that?
Well, I don't, Nikki. I don't know where they're going with that.
Is there a wink-wink at the end of that sentence?
Or I just can't tell you, or I'd have to kill you. But
ooh.
I think Jason and Sam will be sharing a lot more screen time in the near future. So that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
We gotta see how it pans out. I think there's a good equal amount of time with both guys. One may lean one way or the other. That's what you guys have to stay tuned to watch.
Okay. Well. We'll be seeing you. Anyways, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Nikki. It's so cool that you know, like, all your fans by name.
Oh, like,
it's hysterical.
More than name, I'm telling you. I know where they're from. I know what they look like. I know their personalities. And they're great girls. These are girls I'm friends with, not just on a fan level, you know.
Right,
really
right.
Great girls.
And I think that's fabulous. It's 10:30. I know we have to go. I got to get Jason Thompson on the phone because these Scrubs fans are in the chat room and they're ready to crucify me.
They're probably going crazy.
You have no idea what they're saying in this chat room, girl. Holy cow.
I can only imagine.
But anyway, I'm extending this invitation to you to come back so we can sit and do the full real show that I normally do. So you have time to sit and chat with your friends and your fans. Thank you so much for coming on. And Kelly, before you go, can you just tell everybody in the chat room, go book their cruise.
Hey, everybody in the chat room, if you want to hang out with some cool people, book your cruise. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Rockthesoap.com.
Hey.
All right, Kel. Thanks a lot, honey.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Bye. Okay, so let's see. We got to find Dr. McCarty. Jason Thompson, where are you? I'm going to find you and get you on this phone. Let's see who this I got so many people on this line. It's ridiculous. I'm going to start with this person here. Hi, who's this?
Jason.
Look at how good I am.
Nice job. That's impressive.
Isn't that nice? How you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Glad you came back on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. These girls going nuts.
Is that right?
In this chat. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to come back next time for the full hour to get the full effect. You know how this goes here.
Yeah, exactly.
These girls are not going to let me go without having you on for an hour. So, rock the soap, Jason.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
are you
really
going to be singing?
No, I would never do that to people. They want to have a good time.
You can sing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, anyways, no, I won't be singing. I appreciate that, but I think it's not going to happen. But no, but I know there are a lot of great performers that are. And I mean, the cool thing about this Rock the Soap is that it's something different than nobody's been on something like this before. Bob's and the crew that's behind it have been, you know, they've worked really, really hard to bring something different for the fans, not just your regular kind of fan event. This is going to be a lot of fun, very intimate, but, like, you're going to see them, not only the actors just sit there and sign an autograph or something, but you're going to see them out and about and, you know, performing and seeing a different side for them. So I think it's going to be a really special trip.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think that they really hit the nail on the head with this. And, I mean, I'll have to say I was one of the first people to kind of say, no, it's not going to work. But after talking to Bob so many times and his people and everybody else, I'm starting to think that this could be a really good thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's these people support us on – like Kelly was saying, I heard a little bit about it, how she just, you know, she knows these fans and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to be for anybody's fans, any of the people that are going, it's going to be a different opportunity to kind of see the people, whether it's you've come to see me or Kelly or even experiencing different things with different fans in a way that we haven't been able to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Also, let me do this real quick before we get into anything else. I had a call today from a friend of yours. And I'm just going to play a little message for you.
What's up, Jason? Hey, Kelly. This is Kiko. Long time no talk to you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Be safe this holiday season. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you or seeing you soon. Bye, you guys.
Your former castmate, Kiko Elsworth.
That's hilarious. Yeah, definitely. Great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Really sweet. So we're trying to tell everybody in this chat room, all 197 people, why they should book this cruise. And, you know, do you know of any other events that are going to be happening? Beach party, hello?
Yeah,
Jason,
you know,
Thompson on a beach.
Yeah, Speedo, too. Bob's making
Jason
us all wear
Speedos.
Speedo. Yeah, Bob, he's a slave driver. He's making us all wear Speedos on the beach. No, I just, like I said, I think it's going to be just a great opportunity to see different things. And, you know, like I know there's a couple people that are doing even more so than just like kind of performing. Kelly's going to talk about her Vegas thing and everything. And what else? He's Thorson's got his children book that he's releasing while on the tour. So it's going to be, you know, it's just little different things like that, that none of us have really been a part of before. So it's going to be really fun.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think spending 3 days on a ship with you guys is ideal. I mean, again, we talked about Super Soap Weekend when I was there, and it's something that will be missed if it's actually really being taken away, but I think that this can only lead back to that, you know? I mean,
yeah,
boycotting
I mean,
is not the answer.
No, not really. Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think it's difficult for everybody, and ABC is going through the same thing. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, it is. It's going to be one of those things where you're not going to just see, I mean, there's not that many opportunities you get to see a bunch of people from all three shows at one time besides
mm-hmm.
Super Soap, really. And so this is going to be one of those little, and it's going to be a lot more intimate. I mean, we're out on sea together, stuck.
Yeah, right? Like, where
so,
are you going to go?
Yeah, exactly. Can't get away this time, you know? So.
Oh, yeah,
but,
right? There's no Disney escorts there, you know?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. But, you know, and that, I think that alone, and I got to say, they've put together a really great team as far as us knowing the other actors, and we all are friends also.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to see them a lot. And like Bob said, he wanted to put a group of people that he can consider friends, not only like colleagues. And it shows with just a great group of people, and it's going to be a lot of fun, not only
mm-hmm.
just, you know, hanging out on the beach but or in the boat, but really the other cast members and all that kind of stuff too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right, and what I said to Kelly earlier, and I spoke to Elizabeth Hendrickson and Tad Luckinbill yesterday, I love the fact that they're crossing over the networks, and you're bringing out
yeah.
the entire daytime community and not just, you know, ABC.
Yeah.
It's all about just making daytime survive.
Yeah, that too, and just doing something different and letting people know both sides, because like, we appreciate it and the support and all that kind of stuff, and without us fans, we wouldn't be on the air, so more than ever, we need as much support as possible. So that's why it's great to do something different and to really kind of put it on the intimate level.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, you guys in the chat room and on the telephone, you can go to soapnet.com and enter. They have a free contest going on. They have the Refer a Friend program. They're partnering with JetBlue. So, I mean, there's a ton of things. Go to rockthesoap.com and see what the different options are. If you're someone that's single and don't have a roommate, they have a roommate program that they pair you up with somebody who's compatible to you for the cruise. So, I mean, they're doing their best to try and make this work for the fans.
Yep, definitely.
Definitely. Yep. All right, darling. Well, are you ready for some calls?
Yeah, let's do some calls.
Let's do some calls. Area code 845, you're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hey, Joanne. Hey, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
You sound sick. Are you sick?
No, I'm just relaxing. I just had a bite to eat, so now I'm just kind of going down for the evening.
Very nice. I basically just wanted to just let you know how your hotness factor has reached ultimate with the baby in his arms. You can't get any hotter than that. No, as a mom, seeing a man holding a baby, and it comes so naturally to you.
Is that right? Well, yeah. I love kids. I've always been around kids, so, I mean, and that helps. I know some of the direction in the beginning was be a little more awkward, actually,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty funny because I forgot I was playing Patrick for a moment. It's fun to just enjoy the babies in the scene and just not even remember what you're doing.
Well, they're so newborn. I mean, I guess it's pretty easy.
What's that?
They're pretty newborn, the babies that they're using.
Yeah, I mean, they were 26 days old when we did the first scene with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty, trusting parents.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really cool. Well, I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye,
Vanessa.
Bye.
Okay. All right, yes. I have to agree, as a mother, there is something about a man holding a newborn. So
is that
I can
right?
totally.
Well,
yeah, there is. There definitely is. So you got it.
Go borrow a friend's and go out on weekends then.
You know, it's true. My father's friends used to borrow my kids all the time. Take them to the beach. Chick magnets. Okay, area code 306. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to thank you very much for a night shift.
Oh, great.
I really
thank
enjoyed
you.
It.
Good.
And as you know, we don't get SoapNet up in Canada.
Yeah.
So
what did you do?
Watch
it online or something?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Are you from Canada?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm from Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay, cool. What about Regina or like Moose Jaw?
No, Saskatoon.
Saskatoon, okay.
Yeah, Sandra, I've seen you a couple times and had the pleasure to meet you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yes, and I just wanted to know if you have any word on Night Shift 3.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I honestly don't know. I talked to Bob when we were – I'm not Bob. Now I've got Bob's name in my head. Brian Franz when I was in soap at Super Soap. And he said it went well. He, he can't – as of right now, I don't think any network is promising anything. So we'll wait and see. I would love to do it again. I know Kimberly would love to do it again. I thought we really put together a great show, I thought, personally. And it's not easy to say, but I really enjoyed the people who worked with us on that. So I really hope we do come back and do another one. I don't know. I haven't heard any grumblings either way. So hopefully,
it was fantastic, and it was, and it was well received.
To be honest with you, I wish more people watched because I know our numbers were better the first season, but the great thing about this season is that I really thought, I mean, I loved the first season too, but the second season is, I think people. A lot of people have commented on it, and they just said how they really, really enjoyed the show, and everybody did a great job. Even I remember seeing some of our guest spots come in, and they all did such a great job. So, it was really well received as far as fans from what I've heard also, and that's the most important thing. So if we don't do one again, I'm glad we went out the way we did. But
don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
one last thing. Sure, enjoying General Hospital with you and Kimberly as well as Patrick, of course, in your engagement, the baby, and what's coming up.
Great. Thank you very much for watching.
Okay, you're welcome, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now, are the ratings really true to form, Jason, because so many DVRs and so many TiVos and stuff like that, you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, are we talking about Night Shift or are we just talking about in general?
I'm talking about Night Shift. I mean, because you said the numbers weren't the same as the first season.
Yeah. You know, to be completely honest with you, I know a lot of our the Scrub fans weren't very happy with the first season. I thought it was a good show as far as storytelling and all that kind of stuff. But I think if you were a fan of Robin and Patrick and wanted to see them together, it wasn't the right series for you because it didn't really happen. And I think all of that, looking in hindsight, if it's gotten to us a place where we are now, which is which is great. I think maybe if you could watch it again and see the progression of them to where they are now. I think it makes a lot more sense. But in that moment, I think they were told a certain thing about that show, and it didn't necessarily come across the exact same way because they weren't really together at all throughout that whole season. But like I said, looking back on it, it's something they needed to do in order to get to where they are. So I know a lot of people that didn't even want to tune into the second season, to be honest with you, which I think put a little bit of a damper on it because I think the people that did get to watch it, I think they really, really enjoyed it, and they saw the couple in a way that they wanted to see them. And you know, but they've grown up and they've gone through their process, and I think that's why it was a different show also.
Right. Well, so. I thought it was really well and done really well, so I hope that they do end up bringing it back for a third season. That would be really cool. Okay.
Still, with the numbers that you were talking about, the technical part of it, yeah. I mean, DVRs and all that kind of stuff, it's a different, way of viewing now. Yeah, it definitely affects. I mean, the Nielsen rating is not the best way to rate television anymore anyways. And especially because with DVR and all that kind of stuff. But there's also so many channels nowadays and everything else. It's just, you know, there's a little bit.
Online, watch clips online and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
No way to track it. Yeah.
Okay, area code 703. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson. Hello? Area code 703? Are you shy? I think they are. Don't be shy.
Up on you.
You know what? Okay. They. You know what, Jason? The last time you were on here, I remember there was one person that just stuttered at the drop of you saying hello. So I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. I'm telling you now, I'm not. So nothing can shock me when you're on this station. Area code 336, you're on the phone with Jason Thompson. Hello?
I thought you said there was people on the line.
There is. You people are making me look bad. Are you kidding me?
You're just trying to make me not feel bad that there's only two people that called in for me?
You're crazy.
You're just gonna...
You know what? I'm going to bring on, like, the most enthusiastic fan I know now. Area code 248, you're on the phone with Jason Thompson. Get on that phone. Where are you?
Oh, see, that's embarrassing.
No.
See, now there's nobody there again.
Like, really making me look terrible.
Jeez.
248, get on that phone. Hello?
I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, it's Barb.
Oh, hey, Barb. Barb is Bob Guinea's webmaster, Jason.
Oh, nice. Hi, Barb.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks.
You'll be meeting her on the cruise. Hang on, Barb. I'm going to bring on a really enthusiastic person for Jason. Area code 281. You're on the phone with Jason.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Jason. My name is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. How are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for staying
on the line.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I just want to say I am a huge fan of yours, of Robin and Patrick on General Hospital. And the Scrubs message board, love you so much, you and Kimberly. You guys are doing a wonderful job, so talented. I enjoy the second season of Night Shift, and
great.
I'm looking forward to buying the DVD of Night Shift 2.
Yeah,
and you guys are doing a wonderful job, and I'm really excited for what's coming up for Robin and Patrick.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. We both do.
Oh, no problem. And I just want to say you guys are doing so great. You guys, Robin and Patrick, are my favorite couple on General Hospital, and congratulations on the soap cruise, and just looking forward to what's coming up, and just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, that's very nice of you. You also have a great holiday.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for
not making me look bad, Veronica.
No problem, Joanne. Bye.
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 Oh, my gosh. If you could only see what I
There's really only, like, one person that called in. She just got three different accents, right?
No. I would never lie to you. Are you kidding me? We have area code 310 on the phone with Jason Thompson. Hello, Rodney.
Wow.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay,
Rodney.
Say hi to Jason.
Hi, Jason.
What's
How
up, buddy?
Are you?
How are you?
Good. What are you up to?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. Chilling at home. What are you up to?
Oh, just hanging out, listening to you chat and listen to Kelly.
Did you have a good time at Super Soap?
Yes, it was fabulous. Did you?
Awesome.
Good. What was
your best part? I don't know. I had a really good time. The whole weekend was a lot of fun for me because I knew it was going to be the last one. So
it'll
my schedule
come
wasn't
back.
As crazy. Well, I mean, it'd be nice
all
if it did, but as far as
tripping out on the whole thing, it'll come back in a couple of years. Relax.
Yeah, well, hopefully, but I knew, I mean, you never know when you get to experience things like that again, especially when they do say whether it is the last one or not, but so yeah, I just really took it in. I had a really good time.
Good. Well, I'm going on the cruise.
Awesome.
All of us are going. And so we liked the recent scenes with you and the dream scenes with Kelly Monaco, or no, with Laura Wright.
Yeah.
Do you want to see more of that go on with you and Laura, like work together with her?
You know, but there was a moment in the beginning when I don't know what they if they knew what exactly they were going to do with me, but when I was with a bunch of the girls, and Laura was one of them that Patrick was, or I should say Carly was one of them, and I always enjoyed working with Laura. She's obviously an amazing actress and everything else.
Yeah.
She's very, very prepared, very, very present, and a lot of fun, and we get along really, really well. We're always kind of giggling and doing whatever, and she's very easy to work with, but yeah, I would love to. I mean, I love working with Kimberly, but I really do enjoy working with everybody in the show, and obviously Laura's right up there because I have so much fun with her, and she makes people better actors, which is great.
Well, the new Dr. Patrick is nice. We like the new Dr. Patrick. All focused on the baby and no other women. It's nice.
Yeah, I've had a really good time, and I think it's been, I was talking to Jill, our executive producer, today, and I was like, you know, looking back, it's been really, they've built a history together, and it's been solid, which has been, I mean, obviously ups and downs and all that kind of stuff, but within daytime, a three-year relationship to get to where they are is
good.
It gets, you know, so which has been a lot of fun to play that.
Well, you guys are awesome together.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Well, good. Take care.
Appreciate
and have a great
that.
Night. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
See, I told you.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I love Rodney. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Area code 901. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson. 901. Where'd you go? 612. You're on the phone with Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
Oh, I had a question. I'm fine. I had a question for you.
Okay.
Your recent scenes with the person that plays your brother, Matt.
Jason Cook.
Is there any? Oh, I'm sorry, Jason Cook. Is there anything else coming up with you guys that they're going to be showing, like any interactions with him and you and Robin and the baby?
Yeah, a little. Well, I don't know what's aired so far, but there's a couple scenes that we have. Did I, when I told them to make the car noises, I don't know if that aired yet. Did that air?
Yeah, it did, and then they showed
that
one scene with Cam and Liz in the background. I was wondering what was up with that.
Oh, I don't know exactly about that, but yeah, I don't. I mean, Jason's been great fun to work with. He's a really, really cool guy, and you know, I know that we're going to continue it. I think that the storyline with the baby and Robin and Patrick, kind of, you know, the upcoming marriage and all that kind of stuff. I know that that takes the center of it, but I mean, a lot of that is Matt also, which is there's a really nice connection that they have on the second wedding and all that kind of stuff. So that's coming up, and then we're going to start shooting into the new year. In the next like week or so. So I know that there's some stuff coming up with us as far as the brother stuff and the hospital stuff also. So, yeah, if you like that, you're going to see a little bit more of it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for answering my question. You guys
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye. You too. Very cool. Very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing you in more scenes with Jason.
Yeah, you know, it's been fun, and I think there's between the Patrick and Noah and all of this and everything else, I think there's a lot to explore there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have time for one more caller, people. Area code 703, you're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How was your night?
Okay, kind of slow. I just had a question. I know you guys, I don't think you guys have taped already, but I know you guys are going to be taping the wedding scenes. Are we going to have any special appearances from Noah Drake?
No, unfortunately. We did already tape that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, no, he doesn't come. There's a phone call involved,
mm-hmm.
But no, he doesn't make an appearance, unfortunately. But Robin's parents are both there.
That's good.
Yeah, which is good for her, but I'm all about
yeah.
my own. But my brother's there.
Yeah, you'll have Matt. So that's
I will have Matt, so I have some family now.
Is there going to be more Matt and Emma bonding?
I don't know. I think so. Oh, you mean Emma? Yeah, Emma. You mean my daughter? I thought it was another nurse in the hospital you're talking about. I don't know. I mean, he's a big part of the wedding part, so I know that there's moments where we talk about her, obviously, and what it means and all that kind of stuff. So, he's a great guy. Like I said, I mean, like everybody on our cast, they really have a good time working with him. So I hope there's even more, which I know there is. So I'm excited about
That's great. Well, I just want to tell you that I think you're doing a really good job and that you're a great addition to the Scrubs pairing. And, I love when you guys are on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Okay. So, everyone out there, if you want to go and hang out with Jason Thompson in Mexico on a cruise ship, go to rockthesoap.com. Tell him, Jason.
Yeah. Go get some tickets at rockthesoap.com. It's going to be a rocking soap event.
Absolutely. Bunch of talented actors and actresses are going to be there, and it's a definite guaranteed good time. Go to soapnet.com and enter the contest. It's not just for one person, it's for two people. So take advantage of all these little perks that they're giving you guys to, purchase the cruise. You don't have to pay for it up front. You only have to put a deposit down, and you have until March to finish paying it off, kind of like a little layaway plan, So it's definitely something. Yes, refer your friend and save $50. And every time you refer somebody, $50 comes off your tab. So you may end up cruising for free.
We might actually end up paying you.
You know what? Hey. Well, listen
that.
To me.
He owes you money if that happens.
I'm telling you. So if you guys want to go hang out with Jason, go to rockthesoap.com and book your cruise before it's too late. And that's all I have to say about that. Jason, we got 2 minutes left. Thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about the Rock the Soap cruise. You're going to have to come back and appease all these fans that I'm leaving on hold. And, yes, there are many of them, despite what you think.
Sure, despite all the hang-ups.
Not at all. Try switchboard crashing. We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Well, it does crash when you call. I'm not even joking. So, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And
are you coming on the cruise?
God, I wish I was. No,
what are you talking
I wish.
About?
I know. Isn't it sad? I'm sitting here pimping the crap out of it, and I can't even get on it.
Why can't you?
I have two kids. Because I got two kids, I got to worry about, and it's a lot of difficult
stuff.
Well,
what if I buy you a ticket, and then Bob pays for the nanny?
Shut
up. Or babysitter for the weekend.
Right.
We'll
okay. In my dreams, Jason, in my dreams. All right, well, thanks a lot, and I will be in touch with you so you can come back and appease your fans, pal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Say goodbye to Jason, everybody. Okay, bye-bye. Everybody,
bye.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Constance Towers. Helena Cassadine herself will be on Star Dish Radio. And some more actors and actresses from Rock the Soap on Friday. Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer, Greg Rickhart, Jake Silberman. So make sure you come and check all of them out. And we're going to leave off the show with a little bit of Frank Sinatra, I think. I think I'm in the mood for Frank Sinatra. What about you? If I could find him. See, I can't find him either. So we'll just leave with Green Day. Have a good night, everybody.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of